All right, Tim Ferry. Evan Ferry dominated tonight. He actually looked exactly the opposite of you, where he was super fast sprint laps, getting good starts in Supercross. I know he didn't learn that from you.
Well, it's easy to teach somebody everything you did wrong, so I just try to instill that in him.
Oh, is that how it works? You said, hey, kid, look, I can't really go that, I can't lay sprint speeds down, I can't grab starts.
No, he's always been a good starter. I can't tell you exactly why, but he's always been good at starts and good at sprinting, so.
How happy and proud were you?
I'm really happy. I knew he could probably win it.
Oh, wow, getting cocky now.
No. I knew the competition coming in. I know he likes Supercross. Yeah. The one kid, Hymus, all three practices was really good. Towers was decent the first one. But then he had that big crash in the sand, and he kind of wasn't quite the same. It was a big one. But Hymus I was a little nervous about. But we race with those guys all year, so we kind of – you guys don't know who amateurs are.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I know them, and so I know who's going to be – you know, who's going to be tough and stuff.
Evan seems to favor Supercross a little bit more. Just more fun. He's a kid. Is that it?
I just think the track at the house has a lot of jumps.
Yeah.
He had a pit bike track as a kid that he rode when he was on 50s and 65s that had all jumps, little whoops. So he just kind of grew up riding it. And then also sand. So that's kind of his Supercross and sand tracks.
When every time I talk to you, you're fixing bikes or working on bikes or complaining about working on bikes. So with this Rockstar Husky deal, do you have to work on bikes less?
A lot less.
Yeah
I haven't touched one. So, I'm excited. Scuba was like, hey, is Pat's going to take him to the line. I'm like, perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm out.
Whole deal.
Yeah.
So how'd this come about?
They right after Loretta's, Rockstar and Husky was deciding to get an amateur program. They had Styles, and so they're going to – you're going to grab another rider or two. So they asked us if we were interested, and obviously I am.
Yeah.
Because they also have the 125, which is kind of – because Evan's not a real big kid. So I think he almost needs a little time before jumping that 250. So Swole was already here, and he's been training with us and lived with us for 4 years. So kind of a perfect fit.
He's like your illegitimate son, Swole is.
Pretty much, yeah.
Look, I don't really like amateur motocross. I don't really like any of it. I don't know anything about it, but I'm all in favor of this long-term contract with Evan and the team.
Thanks. Yeah, maybe you signed it just maybe a few days too early, huh?
Yeah. You should have gone back to the negotiating table. Really not that good.
No, it's all good. We're excited about it. I'm happy for him, and I think he finally shined at the right time. I knew he always had a lot of skill, but we've done all the amateur stuff, and some of the Loretta stuff's not been our strong point, so he kind of gets lost in it.
Well, that's what I'm looking at as the only guy that watches one race all year.
Well, I know, and it's tough because we've done futures races, and we went to Mammoth this year, and we got a ton of thirds behind some really fast guys that were older. So there's been races throughout the year that he does really well that nobody really gets to see. So everybody looks at Loretta's, and they judge a lot on that off that. So I was happy that Scuba and the guys kind of looked beyond just his Loretta's results,
right.
Watched him ride, and took in his age because he's one of the younger kids in the class too. So
hi, Beckett.
Yeah, Beckett.
Yeah, that's Beckett. That's the next one.
You want to ask him a question?
Beckett, what's going on? How's that trophy?
It's good. It's my brother's, but not mine.
Oh, it's not yours?
No.
In about 3 or 4 years, it will be yours, though. You'll be here and you'll be dominating.
Yes, I will.
Well, we're going to race here next year, maybe.
Oh, next year?
We're going to sign up for the KTM Junior Challenge.
All right.
I think if we either win, it?
Yeah.
Are we going to win?
Yeah.
We're going to win Tampa.
You're going to win Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So then maybe we'll be here next year.
Hey, on a personal note, you look really good. What do you think? Like, you think you probably get top five tonight?
I don't look nearly as good as you and Pookie, so I'm definitely not in the top five.
I don't know if you noticed, but Chad's still out there.
Oh, so Chad told me, he's like, he didn't watch Evan's first one. Oh, how do you do? I said, at first he's like, oh, man, that's awesome. He's like, man, I'm going to stick around and I got to watch this. That way I can race at the same time. I'm like, another reason for Chad.
Yeah.
I'm like, another reason for you just to hang around, huh?
So I think you could have made a podium tonight.
I doubt it.
I don't know why.
Maybe on the 50 class.
Consistency was your thing. This is three motos.
But sprinting, it's a sprint race.
Yeah, sprinting's not so good. Right. Yeah. But when you talk about consistency, I mean, you can put it together. You can go 2-2-2 all day.
I could have got a second or third. Right. I couldn't have won, though.
Right. All right, Red Dog. Hey, congratulations. Nice to see Evan do that. Thanks for taking the time, buddy. Always good to see you.
All right, thank you.